Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. We are so excited to have guest Lila Veronica on the episode today. As a speaker coach and CEO of the Riverstone Movement School, Lila Veronica helps high performers, business owners, and organizational leaders shift the physical component of their life. She integrates movement into your mental mastery journey so you can reach a greater potential faster without stressing or burning out. Lila has taught mind-body practices for over 20 years and holds a global vision to connect and uplift visionary leaders around the world. She teaches leaders embodiment practices so they can bring their visions to the world faster. Through her work, Lila has personally mentored leaders on all 7 continents. Welcome to the podcast today, Lila, and we are so excited to hear about your money journey and help inspire others who might feel stuck, might need some inspiration, and I'm so glad you are willing to share that with us.
Thank you, Daylene. This is a really valuable topic for so many people. I know a lot of people out there stress around wealth, and I'm really grateful to be here and to share. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll share a little bit about my background, how I even started thinking about wealth, and then how I was able to create wealth, and then a little bit about some tips for anybody else that wants to create wealth and some things that I would recommend you do. As a reminder, I'm Lila Veronica, and I've been a speaker and a coach of all sorts throughout my life. I've been a learner teacher. I used to be in academia, and then I started a business about a decade ago. I have a really strong passion for helping, men and women around the world become wealthy, really own their worth and feel valued in the world. So I grew up in Dayton, Ohio with a single mom who was uneducated and called herself stupid all the time, did low paying jobs. And so I had the feeling of, I'm not going to be like that, right? So I got myself a whole bunch of education, bachelor's, master's, doctoral work, and was teaching environmental policy at The Ohio State University. I had done work for nonprofits. I had done consulting work, work in academia. And what I remember growing up was my mom being poor. She met somebody who she married when I was 11. I remember he made $40,000 a year, and I thought we were rich. I thought, wow, we're rich now, because my mother probably made less than $15,000 a year. Wow. Until I was 11, maybe 10,000, just barely, making it through. And there was a point where we were on welfare, but my mom did not want that. So we didn't stay on it forever. It was a few years. And she had a lot of shame around it. And so she made her point to get off of it as fast as she could. So she got married. And then my stepdad, became, my adopted dad. And so, he, like I said, made $40,000 a year. He played lottery all the time. He's playing lottery, trying to win. And I remember when I was at the end of my 8th grade year, he won $100,000. So $100,000 with the lottery, and he got about $70,000 after taxes. And within 3 years, my parents were getting a divorce, up to their ears in debt. And we couldn't answer the phone because it was always debt collectors. The phone would ring, and the response was, "Don't answer it." Oh yeah. So, and I know many people may have experiences like that where you grew up in the, you know, whether it be don't answer the phone because there's debt collectors, or we can't afford that, or money doesn't grow on trees, and all the things you hear. And you know, I've learned a lot, you know, and I'll share kind of my journey. But when you give poor people money and they don't know how to handle it, they usually waste it away. Like a lot of people that win the lottery are broke or worse off within a few years. So that was the case. And I witnessed my parents fight a lot. I witnessed my mother spend money and hide things from my dad because she didn't want him to know. They were able to get credit cards all of a sudden, you know, so they racked up debt. And they bought new cars, got a new house, all these things that really, with $70,000, you couldn't give. They gave money away to the family. So I went on to college, and I've always had a helper heart. So I know probably a lot of your audience has a helper heart. You have a helper heart. You know, I like to say I love to work with the people who are like the bleeding hearts. So like, I just want to wake up and help people.
Yeah.
Because that's how I have been, you know, my whole life. And so I went into the field of environmental science and then environmental policy and education. And I always had this perspective of like, I don't need a lot of money. I just want to help people. Well, I ended up getting married, and then I was in a relationship that I needed to leave because it was unhealthy on a variety of levels. And I, for about a year and a half, wanted to leave, and I felt like I couldn't because I couldn't afford. This is what I thought. I thought to myself, I can't afford to live on my own. So I endured behavior that was unhealthy for me because I thought I couldn't afford to take care of myself. Now, at this point, I'm a highly educated woman, and I think I can't afford to take care of myself until things got so bad that I had to leave. You know, it was either leave or something bad's going to happen, right?
Wow.
So yeah, so I just, you know, by the grace of God or whatever it was, I made the choice and said, no, I'm going to figure this out on my own. So I left my marriage. I actually ended up a year later leaving my career in the environmental world. What my little brother says is I had an eat, pray, love moment. Sort of spiritual awakening and just a time where I got to figure this whole life thing out and take care of myself instead of go, 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 help, help, help everybody else. So I got into yoga, I got into personal development. And through that journey, I started attending events that were around, I started hearing about money mindset, first of all. And then I started attending events. And I went to this event a few times called the Millionaire Experience. I can't remember, it's escaping me now, but and they put us in these different groups based upon the way you felt about money. And I was in this group called the monks. And it's like the people who hide for money, the people who spend too much. And I was the monk where it's like, I'm just going to show up and give. And I don't care if I receive, all will be taken care of, you know. And I recognized how much pain I was in and how much lack I was in and how much actually self-sacrifice that I had chosen because I did not focus on money. And I started, you know, teaching what I was learning in the yoga world and the personal development world, got into coaching. I have lots of certifications, you know, and I remember a day when I had a friend sit down with me. I remember exactly this yellow notepad, and he showed me how I could make $100,000. I had never even considered making $100,000. The most I had made at that point in my life was $55,000 with a consulting job. And I was very happy with that number. I thought that was great. I was doing well. But when my friend sat me down and said, here's how you do it. Here are the numbers. $100,000. You have this kind of program you can sell. You can sell this many programs. You know, really broke down the numbers. It opened me up. And he said to me, he goes, it'll probably take you, now that you know this, it'll probably take you about 2 years to get there. And I'm like a high achieving person. I said, you don't know me. I can do this faster. Well, needless to say, it took me about 2 years. Yeah, it took me about 2 years. And I was another 2 years of working and going to more money mindset situations, going to coaching, you know, things. And then I met this woman at an event, and I stood up at the event and I explained what I wanted to do. I wanted to help people embody their worth with this movement that I teach that helps you own your worth and feel your value so that you can be in the world in a different way. And I remember the guy saying, the leader of the group from front of the stage said to me, do not be too woo-woo. And I was like, heartbroken. I'm like, I know what I have is valuable. I know it.
Yeah.
But I just got completely diminished in front of all these people by this man. And there was a break, and this woman came up to me, and all she said was, I think I can help you. Let's have a call. I said, okay. Like, I was super open. I was like, I'm trying to figure out this money game. Within a month or so, you know, we had a conversation, and I hired her as my coach, and she's actually still my mentor. She's been with me for, since 2016. So about almost 6 years. And, you know, we've done all sorts of things together. We're more colleagues now than anything. But what she taught me was not just the numbers, like the how-to, but also the energetics. So there's the energetics, the energy of money, and then there's the tactics, right? The how-to. So a lot of people learn the strategy and the tactics, but they still don't make the money.
Yep.
And it's often due to the energy. And so I was able to combine the energy of money with the tactics. I created, you know, all I wanted to do was create a six-figure business. That first year I created almost $150,000. And then, you know, I've been able to grow ever since. And now I'm working on creating $1 million a year. I'm not there yet, but I'm working in that direction.
Awesome.
Yeah. And what I've done is I've been able to help people combine the embodiment piece of mastering the physical component of the mental mastery. So there's a lot of people doing mindset work, but the body's still not feeling like they believe it's going to happen. So, so I've been able to combine the energy in the body, in the mind, plus the strategy and the tactics. Like, I love going over strategy and how to make money. It's fun now, right? And I've spent, you know, $500,000 on my own coaching and programs and everything to really be able to embody my own worth and bring value to the marketplace as well. And what's neat about it is that I still wake up every day in the helping zone. I don't think about like wealth, money first. I still think about the people. It's like, how can I add value to somebody's life? Who can I help today? How can I help the world become a better place? That's why I love sharing that I've worked with people on all seven continents, even Antarctica, because yeah, I have a global vision for humanity. What's cool about it is that I've been able to create wealth by adding value around the world. And so I come from a place of poverty. I come from a place of parents divorcing, arguing, you know, just really becoming worse people, really, through money, and witnessing that, thinking I didn't want it, thinking I didn't need it, and then completely reprogramming my mind, completely reprogramming my energy, and then simply following new strategies that work in terms of how to create wealth. And so, you know, that whole journey, I can't help but give back. I can't help but teach people when they struggle with money. And the thing about the struggles with money is that I used to actually have really high blood pressure, and I was about 35 pounds overweight, and I was extremely stressed out, and I had burnt out my adrenals at a certain point. And so our health is directly related to our wealth. Our health is wealth, you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, I was able to get off of the blood pressure medication in about 6 months of work on this. I know how to not trigger stress hormones in my body. So there's no adrenal issues. And I've been able to, you know, lose the weight and maintain that for almost a decade now. And so the journey that I've taken is about, you know, creating a lot of wealth, helping other people create wealth so that I can actually be my healthiest, most bright, generous self. And I'd love to share, I looked up, you know, the words wealthy after 40. I Googled it, right? Because
yeah.
That's what I hear today. It's like, I'm going to see what's on the internet. And there's, you know, this first, what first pops up is different, like financial companies. So if you look up wealthy after 40, if you Google it, you're going to see something like this. You should have twice amount of money in savings or retirement as you make a year. So say you make $100,000 a year, you should have $200,000 in savings and retirement. I'm going to tell you right now, most people don't.
Right.
Most people don't actually even start thinking about or doing anything about retirement until they're in their 50s. I think the number's like 52, 56, something like that. And so I just want everybody out there that's listening to know that if you're struggling in the wealth game, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like most people are. However, there are solutions. There are ways to change your mind. There are ways to change your energy, and there are ways to change your strategy. And sometimes you just need mentors, and you need to make a massive choice that you deserve the wealth, that you deserve to feel healthy. And that's what I had to do. I had to leave the idea that I'm going to be just a helper and not need money to believe that I could help people and I deserve to be wealthy for it.
What do you think was your, what caused your turning point, right? Like what helped you start down that new path?
One thing I noticed was when I was, like I said, having that eat, pray, love moment, the first year I went through actually three yoga teacher trainings, right? Because I was, the first thing, you know, not feeling like I couldn't leave my marriage because of the money thing, that was kind of a beginning. But then when I was in these yoga trainings, I kept hearing things about abundance and, you know, all of these kind of woo-woo type ideas about being able to be whoever you wanted to be and live the greatest life ever. And at the same time, I would hear those same people, teachers, mentors, some of them, some of the best in the world. I've been trained by some of the best teachers in the world. I would still hear them say things like, I'm not in it for the money, or I don't need to charge very much. And I'm like, if they're really speaking about abundance and universal energy and all of these energetics, but they're diminishing money as bad, there was still judgment in the yoga world around money. And I thought, this doesn't quite make sense. I'm a smart lady here. It doesn't make sense. And also I wasn't being paid well at all. And it doesn't mean, you know, maybe they just didn't have the money to pay, right? Because they weren't valuing it. So
right. There
was something off. And I'm like, I was like, this doesn't feel right. It's like all this abundance and everything's at your fingertips kind of talk. But then somehow money's bad. I was like, if everything's good, you know, why is money bad? And, you know, this whole idea of your root chakra and your safety, your security, you know, and I would meet all these yoga teachers who were driving around town teaching at 15 different places, just trying to make the ends meet. Some of them, you know, working at restaurants, teaching all the, and then I just kept meeting all these healers and helper people who were struggling. And I'm like, this does not make sense. How can you be a healer and a helper and all this stuff and still be struggling and actually help people? And so it was logically starting to like come into me, like something's off. And so that's why I started going to all these like money mindset type, the millionaire mind experience. That's what it was called. It traveled around for years, millionaire mind experience. I went like three times and I recognized that there was a disconnect between that world of the helpers and the receiving part of them. There was a disconnect. And so I was like, I'm going to figure it out. And I'll tell you that I've been able to help a lot of helper types, lots of healers, you know, and body people. I've worked with like psychics and mediums and channelers and coaches and all sorts of cool people around the world. And I've helped them recognize that they deserve wealth. It's not, money's not bad. Money's just a reflection of the value that you add to the marketplace. So I think it was that. It was like there was something I could feel that was off with the world of the helper types and then their relationship with money. And I was feeling it in my own life.
Yeah.
And then I would see it with other people. And I thought, this can't be healthy. And so I'm like, I'm going to figure this out. And that's probably how I really started going into it. And I've helped, like I said, I've helped a lot of people. There's still plenty of people that I am connected to that do not like that I talk about money. They think it's egotistical and greedy and selfish. But so I understand where they are, but hopefully one day they want my help too.
Yes, 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 exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Before we wrap up, I have one question for you. What is one suggestion or tip you could give listeners who are ready to change but are not sure where to start?
My biggest tip, and this is something I would have told my younger self for sure, ask for help. Especially if you're a woman. Women have a very hard time asking for help. If you're a man too, perhaps you do, but a lot of women have a hard time asking for help. So I hired a coach when I had, I will give you the numbers. I hired a coach who was $55,000 a year. I had $1,500 to my name. That was it. I was like, I don't know if it's going to work, but it's going to, but I knew that I could do it right. And I did it. It was so cool because she helped me. So I'm not saying that you have to go that level. I was willing to do it. I was willing to go all in. Even if you, you know, get some help from, somebody for free. Maybe you can get, you know, a friend, a family member. You can actually go and ask people. They can say no. Keep asking people until they say yes. Find somebody who is wealthy and understands how to create wealth and how to teach you how to create wealth and get some help, right? Like the first person who showed me the $100,000, I was like, what? Okay, right? That was somebody who could help me, even though I didn't pay them. They weren't my mentor, you know, or whatever. They were just a friend. And then, you know, I've had lots of coaches, lots of mentors, but don't try to figure it out on your own. Like if you don't come from wealth and you don't know how to do it, do not sit around in your house and try to figure it out. Even like sometimes you might, you know, go on YouTube videos or go to online courses. It may work, but what I would offer is actually get a human being who cares about you, who's willing to help you, and don't stop. Like, don't stop until you find the person. You'd be surprised how many people be willing to help. So we can't do this life journey thing alone. It's just not, we're not meant to. So yeah, definitely get a mentor, a guide, somebody to support you as you're going through this wealth creation journey.
Awesome. Ah, wonderful, Lila. Thank you for sharing your story and for being here today. I appreciate it. Sometimes talking about money is hard, but I love getting people to, you know, start being vulnerable, right? That's how we can change the greed and all of that vision around money that, you know, it's not who we are. It's just what we do. So thank you. Thank you. You can go find Lila on Facebook or Instagram under the Lila Veronica. And those links are down in the show notes as well as her website. And we thank you again. And we have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies to help you progress to financial freedom. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks and have a wonderful day.